Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, after announcing an alliance with Shiv Sena for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in Maharashtra, the BJP is now likely to announce its alliance with AIADMK in Tamil Nadu today. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis and BJP President Amit Shah, along with Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray, announced in a press conference on Monday that Sena will fight on 23 seats and the BJP will contest on 25 seats for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls due by May. The announcement comes following months of bickering between the two political parties, as the Sena has been publicly in disagreement with its allied party on various issues. As far as Tamil Nadu is concerned, last week BJP's election in charge Piyush Goyal held midnight parleys with Chief Minister E.K. Palaniswamy, where the alliance and the seat sharing arrangement was affirmed. Following these talks last Thursday, News 18 had earlier reported that while the deal is finalized, seat sharing negotiations are still underway, as sources say that the BJP wants to contest at least 8 seats this time around. Some of the other parties that are likely to be a part of this alliance are the DMDK led by Vijayakanth, the Tamil Manila Congress, which is led by G.K. Vasan, and two other regional parties. The BJP has also planned a series of visits by top leaders such as Nitin Gadkari and others to meet with the party cadre, industry groups and social groups. However, these are likely to be rescheduled after the terrorist attack in Pulwama on Thursday. This brings us to our next story for the day over the Pulwama terror attacks. After two of Jaish-e-Mohammed militants, including the commander who is considered to be the mastermind of the terror attack on the CRPF convoy in Pulwama, were killed in an encounter in the Pinglan area, in which four army personnel and a civilian also lost their lives. The slain terrorists have been identified as Kamran, who is a Pakistani national and a top commander of the Jaish, and Hilal Ahmed, a local recruited by the terror group. Amongst the casualties in the gunfight were also army personnel Vibhuti Shankar Dondial, Havaldar Shio Ram and Sepoy Hari Singh and Sepoy Ajay Kumar of the 55 Rashtriya Rifles. The security operation comes deadliest attack on the security forces in the Kashmir Valley, in which 40 CRPF personnel were killed when a suicide bomber of Jaish-e-Mohammed blew up an explosive-laden vehicle. Now, amid these rising tensions over the Pulwama attack, India and Pakistan have now also locked horns in the International Court of Justice in the ongoing public hearing of Navy officer Kulbhushan Jadhav. 48-year-old Jadhav was sentenced to death by a Pakistani military court on charges of espionage. However, petitioner India on Monday has argued that the Pakistani military court has hopelessly failed to satisfy even the minimum standards of due process and requested the ICJ at the Hague to declare it unlawful. The hearing is set to continue for its second day today. The Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman is slated to arrive in New Delhi today after his visit to Pakistan. On Monday, the prince had vowed to try to de-escalate tensions between India and Pakistan in the wake of the deadly terror attacks in Pulwama. According to officials, the prince was briefed about the details of the attack and the aftermath by the Pakistan Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi on Monday during his visit to Pakistan. Saudi Arabia, which has great influence over the country of Pakistan, has inked at least 7 MOUs in agreement to make investments of worth $20 billion in the country. Popularly known as MBS, the prince will be given a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan on Wednesday, after which Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host him at a lunch. The Saudi prince's visit comes nearly 3 years after Prime Minister Modi's visit to Riyadh in 2016, during which two nations expanded cooperation across diverse areas, including trade, investment and counterterrorism. The two nations had also inked a pact on the exchange of intelligence related to money laundering and terrorism. Punjab Finance Minister Manpreet Badal on Monday was forced to cut short his budget presentation in the assembly due to protests by Shirmoni Akali Dal leaders over Cabinet Minister Navjot Singh Sidhu's remarks on the Pulwama attack. Soon after, the SDMLAs trooped into the well of the House demanding the resignation of the Congress leader, who had said that Pakistan cannot be blamed for the actions of a few individuals. Its leader, Bikram Matija, and his supporters started shouting slogans against Sidhu and hurled copies of photographs of him with Imran Khan. Soon enough, Bikram Matija and Sidhu were embroiled in a verbal duel which lasted for more than 10 minutes. SAD legislators who were wearing black badges also tried to disrupt Sidhu's replies by yelling slogans against him, deeming him as anti-national. On Monday, Sidhu then lashed out at the critics for branding him as anti-national over his stand on the Pulwama attack and said that these people should tell who had handed Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar to Pakistan in 1999. Now, the Reserve Bank of India has announced that it will pay an interim dividend of Rs. 28,000 crore to the government in a move that will help the centre to keep its fiscal deficit in check. The announcement came on Monday after the Central Board's meeting, which was addressed by Finance Minister Arun Jaitley. RBI had earlier given Rs. 30,663 crore as dividend to the government in the year 2017 and 18. In his address to the board, Arun Jaitley also announced various reforms and policy measures taken by the government over the last 4 years and the effects thereof. With husband Jyotiraditya Sindhya working on the Congress poll campaign in Western Uttar Pradesh, his wife Priyadarshini Rajesh Sindhya fueling speculation of her taking a political plunge after Priyanka Gandhi, has begun a 9-day public campaign on Monday in Guna, which is the parliamentary constituency of her husband. Now, Priyadarshini met with several women workers at the booth level on day 1 of campaign and is expected to meet female workers at the block level as well. Although she was seen seeking votes for her husband, several party leaders have pitched for her candidature in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls, especially since the recent and much-awaited entry of Congress in charge of UP East, Priyanka Gandhi. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.